Yo, 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 it's Youngster CPT, Youngster Capstat, and I'm doing song association with GQ and Sunglass Hut. Money.
Yeah.
A song with money.
Yeah.
I don't know what they want from me. It's like the more money we come across, the more problems we see. Yeah. Hey, I mean, more money, more problems, bro. There's no better... Are we allowed to sing More Money, More Problems? Because I know you know some sensitive topics going on these days. But hey, it's a smash. And that's what it is. And it will always be that. I mean, they sampled Diana Ross, I'm Coming Up. They got Biggie on there as one of his last verses. They got Mace writing Diddy's verse. And they got Diddy, obviously, with a shiny suit on. I mean, it's brilliant. So it's a classic. It will always be. And when that song drops in the jaw, just move out of the way because I'm going to break it down. It's like I waited my whole life for this one night. It's gonna be me, you, and the dance floor. Cause we only got one night. Double the pleasure, double the fun, and dance forever, ever, 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 forever. You have to do the ad-lib of that song. Now, I'm not the biggest Chris Brown fan on earth, but you can ask anybody that. But that song does stand out because it takes me back to the high school days. The Joel days, the girls loved it, so you kind of have to follow, you know, the bandwagon. If the ladies are all going in that direction, if you want to be included, you follow that direction. That was a good song of Chris Brown, I'll give him that though. He actually managed to fuse the dance music and R&B music, I would say, like with that song specifically. So I always always kind of liked it secretly. Now everyone knows. Dreams. Oof, I was playing it yesterday. Rushing in this 40 ounce. Letting the ink from my pen bleed. Cause Martin Luther King had a dream. Aaliyah had a dream. Left Eye had a dream. So I reached out to Kanye and I brought you all my dreams. Cause I love you. I love you. I mean, take me back to 2005 when The Game released his album, The Documentary. And I was always looking forward to listening to it because he was one of the members of G-Unit. I was a big 50 Cent fan. I think we all were at one point. And then I'm playing the album, that's track 3, I'll never forget it. And when I heard it start, the sample, it's Kanye West on the beat also. This is like prime Kanye. This is Kanye when he's like, you know, the college dropout Kanye days, when I think late registration. And this is one of those songs that I didn't expect to like as much as I did because I was listening to the album for like G-Unit and Dr. Dre and 50 Cent. And then the song that stands out to me at that moment was the one that Kanye West made. You know, and also the things he was talking about in the song, like it's almost like a dream come true for him, you know, to be in the position that he was in and to find this fame and, you know, make it from where he's from to where he was at that point. So I think that that song for me as a hip hop artist and as a fan of hip hop music, I think that that's a song I wish I had made. I wish I could have made that song myself. Hart.
Yeah.
Oh, Hart in Afrikaans. Oh! I thought it's Sunglass Hut. I was going to be like, there's no Sunglass Hut numbers. Heart. Unbreak my heart. Say you love me again. I knew this hurt you got when you walked out the door and walked out of my life. I'm crying these tears, I cried to make me now. Unbreak my heart. Yes, the bridge. Unbreak my heart, oh darling. Actually, that's, I think that's the outro, actually. But yes, Heart, that's what came to mind. Toni Braxton, Unbreak My Heart. I mean, a classic, if you think about it. Spanish guitar is right up there as well. And there's the other one of Toni, I used to like it. It's just another dead love song wrecking my brain, ooh, baby. Cause I'm all torn up. I think Toni is underrated. You know, we don't speak about that enough when we talk about the female vocalists of the 90s, the R&B sound. She was very instrumental back then. Songs on the radio all the time, music videos on TV. Probably a lot of guys dream girls as well, you know, speaking about dreams. So yeah, I would definitely say for that one, we can give Toni Braxton her flowers today here at Spear and go pick a bunch for her because she deserves it. But yeah, Unbreak My Heart, classic. It's a ballad. They don't make good ballads anymore, bro. That's one thing that we're lacking in today's time, is ballads. We've got no balance with the ballads. Yeah. Yeah.
Last one, baby.
Baby.
Yeah.
Have a baby by me, baby, be a millionaire. yeah, have a baby by me, baby, be a millionaire. I mean, I think it was a catchy, use of the word and of the topic. You know, nowadays, you don't hear that anymore. Guys are trying to save the money now, not give the money away to the kinners anymore for some reason. But, yeah, have a baby, 50 Cent featuring Ne-Yo. That was kind of the end of 50's run. But he just showed us that he still had some more left in the tank. And if you look at it now, how long do artists' careers last? It's like a 3-year to 5-year run that you get, you know, max. And then we never hear from you again. Whereas back then you had 50 still coming out with hits. He had the one with Justin Timberlake. He had the one with Ne-Yo. And later on even with Chris Brown. So I think it's safe to say that longevity is the name of the game. That's what we're all aiming for here. You know what I mean? We all want to be around for a while and be spoken about in generations to come. So if you want that to happen, then have a baby by me and be a millionaire. Not! Psych! Ha ha!